Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Amid warnings that North Korea and Iran have plans to take out parts of the U.S. electric grid through a cyber attack or atmospheric nuclear blast, the Pentagon is taking steps to both protect the nation's communications and power lifeline. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, has charged BAE Systems to map up a system that can detect a cyber attack and gin up an alternative communications network for military and civilian use if the grid is fried, according to Defense Systems, the online newsletter. Former CIA Director James Woolsey has been warning for years that the grid is extremely vulnerable, and recently the Pentagon and some states have taken the warning seriously. Woolsey and former EMP Commission Chief of Staff Peter Vincent Pry have pointed a finger at North Korea, which is now threatening the U.S. DARPA's focus is on thwarting a cyber attack, but Pry and Woolsey have also warned that North Korea or Iran could attack the grid with an atmospheric nuclear explosion over the East Coast that will disable the grid, and that could end up leading to the death of 90% of those in the East. It turns out President Trump is reviving the energy industry former President Obama tried to kill. Buried in an otherwise humdrum jobs report for March was the jaw-dropping pronouncement by the Labor Department that mining jobs in America were up by 11,000 in March. Since the low point in October 2016 and following years of painful layoffs in the mining industry, the mining sector has added 35,000 jobs. Quite the turnaround. There's more good news for the coal industry. Earlier this month, Peabody Coal, the nation's largest coal producer, moved out of bankruptcy and its stock is actively trading again. Its market capitalization had sunk by almost 90% during the Obama years. Arch Coal is also out of bankruptcy. President Trump pledged to coal miners in small towns across America in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming that he would be a friend to American coal and fossil fuels. As promised, Mr. Trump has lifted the so-called Clean Power Plant regulations and several other Environmental Protection Agency rules that were intentionally designed to kill coal jobs and thousands more in related industries like trucking and steel, and shutter coal plants, which it accomplished with ruthless precision. Hillary Clinton had promised her green allies that she would finish off every last coal mining job in America. SeatGeek, a marketplace for third-party sports, concert, and theater tickets, announced it is acquiring TopTix, an Israeli ticketing software company that has processed over 80 million ticket sales for $56 million in an effort to bolster and expand its newly launched feature, SeatGeek Open. An open distribution platform, SeatGeek Open enables apps and websites to sell verified tickets directly to consumers. Today is tax day, and several national restaurants are giving away freebies to mark the occasion. Bob Evans is offering 30% off your entire dine-in or takeout meal with a coupon good today only. Hot Dog on a Stick is giving away one free original turkey dog on tax day with no purchase required. Noodles & Company is offering $4 off any $10 purchase placed through ordernoodles.com using the code TAXDAY17 at checkout. And McDonald's in select regions is offering customers a super cheap deal on a Big Mac or Quarter Pounder for just 1 cent. You heard that right, just a penny when you purchase one of those sandwiches at the regular price today only. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.